AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is calling Russia's strategy in Syria tragically flawed. The words of Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who says he's concerned about the Syrian ground offensive launched this morning, backed by Russian air power.
Despite what the Russians say, we have not agreed to cooperate with Russia so long as they continue to pursue a mistaken strategy and hit these targets.
Targets that are not Islamic State group targets, says Secretary Carter. Russia, which supports Syrian President Assad, has hit rebels friendly to the U.S. who are fighting Assad. The U.S. believes removing Assad from power is the only way to bring about peace in Syria. The Associated Press has learned that smugglers in Eastern Europe have been trying to sell nuclear materials to Middle Eastern extremists. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
In Moldova, former police officer Constantin Malik says one middleman was focused on selling to the Islamic State group.
That they will be the most interested in buying the radioactive bomb and that the American state must be annihilated.
Authorities working with the FBI busted four attempts in 5 years by gangs with suspected Russian connections who were trying to sell radioactive material to extremists. Russia has a vast store of the material, and a breakdown in cooperation with the West means it's harder to know if smugglers are finding a way to get it out. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
In the Columbia, South Carolina area, some evacuees have started to return home to assess the damage from days of rain, but the threat of more flooding still hasn't lifted. About 1,000 residents near the compromised Beaver Dam were told to evacuate this morning. VW's new CEO says the company plans to begin recalling in January vehicles with the software at the center of an emissions scandal. The Dow's up 150. This is AP Radio News. It should be easier to get your questions answered on the government's healthcare website now. Our Shirley Smith in Washington with news of some major upgrades.
It used to take quite some digging to find the plan details, but now it's expected to get much easier. Consumers would be able to enter their doctors, hospitals, and medications. When they compare plans, they could see whether those are covered. The revamped website would also have a feature that helps people get a rough idea of expected total cost. Not only the premiums, but cost sharing for services like office visits and the deductible. Sign-ups for 2016 start November the 1st. Shirley Smith, Washington.
New sentencing guidelines are lightening the sentences of thousands of federal prison inmates. Now we've learned that those who will benefit include drug criminals, once described as unrepentant repeat offenders, and defendants who carried semi-automatic weapons. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.